Nolte, Universal's ratings crash 59% for Tuesday's Genocide Games. By John Nolte on February 10, 2022. NBC's Tuesday night telecast of the Beijing Winter Olympics drew catastrophic ratings with a minus 59% plunge compared to the 2018 Pyeongchang Games, reports Sports Media Watch. Tuesday's primetime coverage of the Beijing Winter Olympics averaged 8.35 million viewers on NBC alone and 11.0 million across all platforms, down 59% and 51% respectively from the comparable night of the Pyeongchang Games 4 years ago. 20.5 million on NBC, 22.6 million across all platforms. The previous night's window was not much better, averaging 8.45 million on NBC and 11.5 million across all platforms, down 58% and 48% respectively from 18.20 million, 22.3 million. The primary NBC telecasts delivered the second and third smallest primetime Olympic audiences ever on broadcast television, topping only last Thursday's bonus coverage, 7.25 million. Dating back to last year's Tokyo Summer Olympics, six of NBC's last nine primetime Olympic windows have averaged fewer than 10 million viewers. If you recall, last year's Summer Olympics hit one ratings low after another. But those numbers now look like a ratings bonanza compared to the ratings we're seeing from this year's Genocide Games in China. Honestly, what exactly did NBC and the International Olympic Committee expect? People tuned out the last year's Summer Games due to all the off-putting woke tartary coming from a bunch smug sportscasters and pompous athletes, most of whom failed to win any gold medals. This year is even worse. You not only have the ongoing woke tartary, you have the American media operating as a propaganda arm for China's Nazis, a regime guilty of one human rights atrocity after another, including genocide, concentration camps, mass murder, and forced sterilization. The non-stop woke tartary comes off as smug, which no one enjoys. But watching NBC humiliate itself to pimp itself out for China is really difficult to watch. You're embarrassed for everyone involved. Do these shameless sportscasters really want to be on TV that badly? But just look at how broken the American media are. Currently, the corporate media have launched a full-on assault to blacklist and destroy Joe Rogan for the sin of having an inquisitive and open mind, and millions more viewers than they have, while this same corporate media shills for the Nazis in China who are guilty of unimaginable human rights abuses. When our corrupt media lie about Joe Rogan, it's to smear and ruin him. When this same corrupt media lie about China, it's to fluff and protect and shield the human rights equivalent of a second Nazi regime. Joe Rogan is skeptical the coronavirus vaccine is necessary for the young and healthy. China forcibly sterilizes its Muslim population. But just look at who the establishment protect and who they set out to destroy. Well, the American people are just not having any of it. Rogan is as popular as ever while the ratings for the Genocide Games are in the toilet. You know, as someone who grew up in the 70s and 80s, it's almost beyond my comprehension the media and International Olympic Committee have so squandered the universal goodwill that once existed around the games. What had been a unifying and uplifting world pastime has now been destroyed by a toxic mixture of insufferable elitism and corruption. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.